What is your role as a real estate agent as you work specifically the expired niche? It is that, first of all, of a storyteller. So oftentimes I've interviewed real estate agents who said, I don't want to be a salesperson. I said, well, the good thing is we don't want salespeople. We want storytellers, people that can interview well, people that will prepare themselves. I had a realtor once, and I asked her about the book, The Little Red Train That Could. You can probably all remember that as a kid. If you can't, look it up on YouTube, Google it. The Little Train That Could says, I don't think I can get up the big hill. I don't think I can get up the big hill. And through encouragement, the little red train gets up the big hill. In other words, could you tell that story to a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old? Of course you can. Why? Because you're a storyteller. We're all natural storytellers, but many people are uncomfortable in the role if they're not prepared for it or they don't know the story. We're going to help you prepare your journey for this niche for expired listings, because if you do this well, you don't need any other niche at all. Nothing. Because whenever you need a listing, you re-enter the field and go get one or have one come to you. So, first of all, who are you? You're a storyteller. And we're going to help you tell the story to a seller who is reluctant to really engage agents once again. We'll cover that. You're an asset manager, meaning what? We are not really marketing geniuses, no matter what brokerage you've been at or interviewed with or what have you. If we tell sellers we are first and foremost marketing geniuses, because that's what they want to hear, then you're pretty much won't fit into the model of expired program that we're producing here. We believe we're asset managers. We move money for a living. Somebody's house is $500,000 and it didn't sell with another company. We're going to help them sell it. The other agent couldn't sell it. If we keep it at the exact same price, we probably can't sell it. Possibly, but most likely we can't. So the objective is to share with the seller that we are asset managers. We move money for a living. And we're going to walk them through a few different reports, mostly exported out of the MLS. But our background for the past few decades has been really coming up with a story to speak with the seller, whether it's over the phone, over Zoom, or in person, of how we read the velocity of their market. More on that later. But just understand that because you're a storyteller, what's your story about? Well, in large part, it's about the health of the market, good or bad. You're going to articulate that, and you'll see this is how you're separating from the other agents, and you're connecting with the seller. You're also a person of atomic habits. If you're in our program, we are looking for individuals who have the mindset that in order for things to get better in their life, they need to get better. We can't expect the economy to improve, but we can improve. Maybe the economy will improve. That would be great. Maybe the economy is not the problem. Oftentimes, the person who is holding us back in our careers is ourselves. Too often, we want shortcuts. We want the easy way. John Maxwell said, everything you want, everything you hope and dream for is all uphill. We want a flat ground. We want things to be easy. There is no personal growth in easy. The harder it is, the better you're going to get. And the one important thing we're looking for you is sacrificing time to do what? To practice. Just keep practicing. And too often, and the people that won't make this program will be the ones who did not dedicate time to practice, drill, and rehearse and get the story straight. Because what are we? Storytellers, first and foremost. We are here to help people who are moving through storms in their lives. And those who say, I'm naturally going to be okay, that I'm likable, doggone it, and people like me, and I'm trustworthy, and you go on interviews and you didn't practice, you won't succeed. I already, after 40 years since 1985, I can tell generally who's not going to make it. Sometimes it's the overconfidence who tries to win based on personality. And this is something that requires new competence level in each one of us. We have to learn something that we've never done before. And that is what? Professional interviewing. That's where you win the opportunity for a listing. Now, the other parts of real estate, like managing the building inspection, managing the appraisal that didn't come through okay, the financing contingency, helping the seller adjust their price later if it isn't right in the first place. There are about 14 crucial conversations, which we'll get into later, that will also test your competency in this arena. You could be a pilot of a Boeing 747, or you could be a doctor who's a surgeon. But when you get into real estate, if you've not done these things before, then you're probably incompetent in those areas, and the market will judge. So what we're here to do is equip you on the nuances of how to deal with sellers who tend to be angry from the relationship they just came out of, or disappointed, or frustrated. Next, you are patient. You believe in ABA, not ABC. ABC is what salespeople do, always be closing. ABA is always be assessing. We're going to help you understand, how do you assess the other person's position? What are they thinking? What's their timing? What's their reluctance? Through the storytelling and the questions, you become a better communicator. Imagine reading the book to a five-year-old, the Little Red Train, and you ask the five-year-old, Bobby, do you think the train's going to get up the hill? Bobby, why do you think the train was ever doubting himself? It's amazing to listen to a five-year-old as they interact with the story. Well, we're going to interact with adults who are reluctant and had a bad experience generally. And we're going to ask them a lot of questions that will really therapeutically help them move to the decision to come back to the market, but select you. Lastly, if you will, you're a calming factor because you don't react versus you think it through. You don't jump on something as soon as you see the opening. You make a note of it. You come back to it. You're a calming factor. They don't look at you like you're a salesperson just trying to get their listing, but you're more of a consultant that's helping them make financial decisions. And you're a contributor to our national program. You use the system versus you come in and say you think the things that we're writing up here and training on are just suggestions. They aren't suggestions. They're the way we want it to be done. We need people to do it uniformly across the United States so that we can see what's working and what's not working in each of the markets. So other agents who might be outperforming you in other states, they're going to share their findings because in part, they're not your competitor. We also want that from you. We know people will adapt. We know people will improve, but we don't want people completely going off the rails and going back to the old way, what realtors do it, that they're marketing geniuses. Why? We are asset managers. We help people move money. Yes, there's some aspect of what we talk to sellers about in marketing, but we know if it's overpriced, it's not going to sell no matter what the marketing is. So we want to make sure that we're communicating what we believe is the health of the market. So back to, you're a contributor to the national program. You use the system and you speak into the system. Things that aren't right, things that could be improved, things that you like. So lastly then, of course, would be you are a portfolio manager, meaning that you're carrying a certain amount of listings at any given time. We don't expect you to list one property and that's all you're going to do. We expect you to be either in the gold program or the platinum program. And this will tie directly to your income. We'll explain more of these later, but the gold program tends to be you're carrying about 3 transactions at any given time. That could be 2 listings and 1 pending, 3 pendings. But we're looking for you to have 3, 4, no more than 5 listings at a time. And that'll give you a certain balance in your life, a certain income you can count on, or you're going to go for the platinum program. Again, that's more in the 7 to 10 transactions at one time. And it requires more skill, potentially requires some kind of an assistant along the way, where you're delegating. We'll get into more of that later, but those are the 7 key components of who we believe you are inside of the culture and the community that we're building. Thank you.